Malaysian government has received support from a number of Jayamis companies during the reciprocal tariff negotiation process. During a week-long visit to Washington, D.C., the Indonesian delegation led by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, engaged various stakeholders, including U.S. technology and manufacturing giants such as Google, Boeing, Microsoft, and Amazon. Coordinating Ministry of Economic Affairs spokesperson Haryo Limanseto pointed out that direct involvement of the private sector is one of the keys in formulating a comprehensive solution. The Malaysia Stock Exchange reported that a number of Indonesian capital market investors has surpassed 16 million single investor identification, or SID, or 16,216,944 single investor identification as of Tuesday, an increase of 1,345,305 SID compared to the position of December 31st, 2024. The Malaysia Stock Exchange Development Director Jeffrey Hendrick in Jakarta on Wednesday conveyed that, interestingly, more than 79% of these investors are under 40 years old. Jeffrey also said this achievement was achieved thanks to close collaboration between the IDX and the self-regulatory organization, supported by Financial Services Authority and securities companies. That's the news.
They would longer in the Mangaro Forest and Ridge means the sunny. That is why this cake is called Pompeo Longer. Listeners, Pompeo, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become floristy because of it. Pompeo is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, floristy because of it sometimes, and even in roadside coffee shops. Pompeo is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Pompeo can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in a refrigerator. For each portion, Pompeo costs 1,000 rupiah.
is today? Well, it seems that we have such here, like, email message. It is from, what's that? Yes, it is from Amir Jamil from Sahiwal, Pakistan. Yes. He said, on the joyous occasion of the 75th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Pakistan, he extends his heartfelt congratulations and also best wishes. He said, this milestone marks a deep and enduring friendship built on mutual respect, shared values, and strong cultural, economic, and political ties. He said, over the past 7.5 decades, the two nations have grown together, fostering cooperation in numerous fields such as trade, education, defense, and people-to-people connections. As the two countries celebrate this remarkable journey, he looks forward to further strengthening the two countries' partnership and embracing new opportunities for collaboration in the years ahead. He said, may this special anniversary serve as a foundation for even greater success and shared prosperity between Pakistan and Indonesia. Well, thank you from the message of Mr. Amir Jamil from Pakistan. For me to show you our wise word. But it's from Tan Malaka. He said, no matter how quick a lie spreads, the truth in time will come. Well, Tan Malaka is an Indonesian hero born in Lima Pulpapa, West Sumatra, and he is a figure of important ideas and play a great role in the history of Indonesian struggle for independence. Tan Malaka took various important roles, such as leadership in many organizations and parties. He hates injustice, but cares for the suffering of the laborers. And Tan Malaka is a fighter with ideas that inspire many other Indonesian figures. Was warmly welcomed. Nani Kamini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Telescoping Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Thai popping, or known as popping, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar setelah waktu 3 bulan.
Since my friends and I have learned to dance, in 3 months we could learn to learn dance, then we could learn even faster, because we could feel the music. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
In the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited popping dancers in every event.
Dulu waktu zamannya saya masih kecil, kalau ibu saya ajak
dance, when I was a child, my mom always invited popping dancers for events, so I really love popping dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not popping artists, strengthens her determination to deepen by popping Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu suka seorang penari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
My mom is not a dancer, she used to sell furniture. So if she wanted to make this dance in the Gamelan traditional music, we get a party.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned Thai popping from her teacher, Mimi Suji, popping maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in Krapon or Palace, as well as national and international performances. Nani stated,
"Di masyarakat dulu,
popping at time, Thai popping only existed in Pandan State, which helped the neighboring Jewish communities. Then it went to the national level, as well as Japan and Korea."
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn Thai popping in depth. She has taught far before Wuhan Thai Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
Alhamdulillah sampai selesai, cuma I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance, because I have become dancer and clapon since I was a child. I thought, either I have not finished my studies.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach Thai popping. It is not easy indeed to find people to learn Thai popping that was just limited to people in Krapon. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach Thai popping.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih, Maya, ayo main belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said, they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught Thai popping not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sebelum sekalian mengajar juga, kadang tidak dikasih honor, saya lakukan yang
it was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from the hall to Cirebon, but I kept going. I survived for popping only money.
Her spirit to develop Thai popping Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java Provincial Government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan, then I didn't have gamelan yet. We learned the dance practice with cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we started learning. So then now, the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Thai popping happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul, because I have worked so hard, I did it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs Thai Topeng in various events, never said special to leave. The woman who has become that winner in family because of her husband, the deteriorating health, gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah mata saya sendiri nggak pernah pasang tarif ya. I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I got going to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they will start event budget, I set tarif.
The woman, who has taught for more than 10 years, has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Thai popping well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata
when I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and I can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two felt moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Thai popping.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade. But in the third grade, she joined a competition in Hatra Banan to get learning formally. Maybe she's so nice when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman, who wants to dance and teaches Thai popping until growing old, expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya, untuk khususnya topeng Cirebon dan sampai Aishwarya, art and culture, particularly popping Cirebon, do not extinct. I mean, I taught my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java Provincial Government, Nani can really hope the government paid more attention to popping art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we like, cannot see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally have low-level government, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve Thai popping gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year. We also incidentally take them to Balungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Majority Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. The programs like the Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of body popping artists shows more progress. Popping art, which was worked to extinct, attracts the young generation more, as stated by Adrian Hanjo, head of Chilabon Culture Institution.
Para maestro, mapokang pinaan.
Body popping maestros guide the young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Popping is very interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and first pieces. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists fly from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia to learn popping in Chilabon. Popping festivals and training look so obvious. To maintain and preserve the nation's culture. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, you are still listening up to Faisal on Indonesia Today. Well, whatever you're doing right now, this must be your available time, and this must be considered as a new way to improve your capacity in learning. Yes, learning capacity is important to make your skill for everything that it is also related to your life. This can be improved by itself, and this also can be as a new way to reach about your target or your goals.